see.
Come on! Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Go to Walmart the other day after work, right? I went there to get some Dr. Scholl's because my job involves a lot of walking. And my doggies was barking. So I'm thinking I'm going to get me some Dr. Scholl's.
Are you not used to walking?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of walking. It's 12 hours a day of walking. And after, you know, 3 or 4 days of that, your doggies is barking. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess.
So I'm walking. I want to get me some Dr. Scholl's. Don't give me shit, drunk. If I want to go get me some goddamn Dr. Scholl's, I will.
No, I'm just saying, like, in July, there was a day that I walked a marathon.
I'm not bitching. I'm telling you, my shoes are kind of uncomfortable. I wanted some Dr. Scholl's.
All right, anyway.
I think he's saying that he's better than you.
He thinks he's better than me.
I'm already saying the story's uninteresting. So.
Did you stand in the machine to get, like, the fitted Dr. Scholl's?
No. I went and bought me some $10 Dr. Scholl's to jam in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't worn them yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you get the name brand Dr. Scholl's?
Yeah, I got fucking Dr. Scholl's brand Dr. Scholl's.
Gotcha.
I get great value. I get Dr. Smith's.
Dr. Smith's?
Yeah, I think that's what great value, like Walmart's brand. It's like Dr. Schmidt's.
You know what
or something.
Pissed me off? I went to get Dr. Scholl's in the shoe section, and turns out there's a whole shit ton of other gel shit in, like, the medicine section that I
pharmacy,
didn't,
yep.
That I found later, and I was like, why didn't I look at this shit?
That's where the Dr. Schmidt's are.
Fuck Dr. Schmidt.
Yes, you did.
No, I mean, not really. I mean, like, this just happened, and I was just like, oh, this would be a fun thing to do.
And so you jinxed it.
Well, I mean, I planned it, but I planned it, like, 2 minutes ago. We still have a show, even if we don't do this thing with Drunk.
Yeah, but...
But I do plan to experiment a bit with Drunk tonight, if he'll allow me to. Drunk is the stuntman of the show, the reluctant stuntman of the show.
It's like... cheering for your favorite sports team, and each time they win, you have on a certain jersey. Well, you get ready for game time, you're sitting with your popcorn and your beer, and you got your favorite player's jersey on, and you spill shit all over your favorite jersey, like, oh, I can't wear this, I gotta go put on a t-shirt. Put on your t-shirt, your favorite sports team just gets the shit kicked out of them.
Guys, hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Holiday Drunktacular, a night of caroling and friendship, starring Drunkard STL on the Twitters. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host Napier and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Merry Christmas.
Is this going to be a vegan Christmas with no beef?
No beef on tonight's podcast. I will thank our friends over at the Hanging Out Cast for the shout out in their final episode. That was nice of them. I was touched.
You know, if anything, they were the most lively group that we've ever interacted with.
Phone number to get a hold of the show, 309-740-1430, or Radio Fubar on the Skype. Napier, how was your week, buddy?
Going pretty good. I'm off for the entire week.
I got
vacation.
I actually work on Christmas Day this year. So I will be celebrating the seasons, I guess, on Christmas Eve and then the evening of Christmas Day.
But what kind of slave drivers are you working for now? Can you work on Thanksgiving too?
I worked on Thanksgiving too. Yeah, apparently, you know, it doesn't sleep, man. The place is open all the time, and I guess I'm new guy, so you know,
you got the get fucked shift.
I got the get fucked shift. Yep.
Is it kind of like that movie Career Opportunities, where the dude like becomes a janitor for Target, and then he's just like cruising around eating the shit that's laying, you know, cutting open bags of candy and lounging around on the patio furniture that they have set up in the store after hours? Is it kind of that scenario? Like, you're the only one there? You're just, like, ripping open copier paper and flinging it all over the place?
No, I think everybody's going to be there pretty much.
Well, you just spoiled my vision.
I mean, that would be I awesome if I was the only one there. Then, like, I'd just, you know, show up naked.
Me and Lady Wife are cooking for the staff that have to work on Christmas.
Aw.
So we're going to bring in a turkey and a ham, some fixins, some treats.
So I don't know if I told you guys this. I don't know if I told you on the podcast, but I signed Laura up for the Cards Against Humanity 10 days or whatever of Kwanzaa thing. Throughout the month of December, she's gotten random things in the mail.
I didn't know you played.
I don't. I just thought it was funny that she was going to get random things in the mail, so I signed her up for it.
Did you say that's her Christmas present?
Well, yeah, I'm counting it as a Christmas present, sure. So, I mean, throughout the month, we've got all kinds of really strange things, and it's been kind of fun. It was definitely worth the $15 just to see what weird random shit she'd get in the mail. But today, she got a deed to 1 square foot of land in a private island that they purchased in like a lake in Maine that they're calling Hawaii 2. And so she can go and spend time in her 1 square foot of land and do with it what she wants, as long as she doesn't harm any trees and she doesn't leave any garbage there.
Does she have to pay tax on that?
No, she said that it says in the thing that they'll take care of all the taxes and
stuff. Well, that's nice of them.
Yeah,
the 1 square foot a year probably would amount to taxes.
It had coordinates on it, specific coordinates that I looked up in Google Map, and sure enough showed up Hawaii 2 in some lake in Maine. So, I mean, if anybody wants, like, to work out some kind of timeshare thing to, you know, spend a little time out in, you know, Hawaii, too, hit us up, and we'll write you a letter just so you don't get in trouble for trespassing.
Can she call it her summer home?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess we can say, you know, we have land in Hawaii, too, so that's pretty cool.
Is there, like, an easement or something where you're able to walk through other people's 1 square foot of property to get to yours?
To get to, I hope they built like a path or something.
You don't have to like parachute onto your 1 square foot of Hawaii 2 and then just stand there not moving.
But in addition to the 1 square foot of land, they sent us these three miracle berries that you can take that fuck up your taste buds and make it so that anything you eat tastes really sweet and delicious. So like you can eat a piece of cheese and it tastes like a candy bar, and you can like drink a beer and it tastes like Kool-Aid. And so I don't trust this. So I don't think I'm going to be putting one of these in my mouth. But what I'm hoping is that I can coerce Drunk to put one of these in his mouth, and then we can feed him things to see, you know, what the experience is like. Because
what
Drunk,
do you think?
I mean, Drunk did the Beezin, so surely he'll take this weird thing. I mean, there's documentation. It says they're safe to eat. So I don't know why he wouldn't do it.
It
right?
comes with a pamphlet.
It has a whole pamphlet here that says they're fine to eat. They'll just fuck up your taste buds for like an hour.
Cool. But yeah, we brought lemon juice, Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, Drunk made a trip to the gas station to get some things so that we can experiment with Drunk.
I hope he didn't get Sour Patch Kids, because this is a bunch of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, did I say Drunk went to the gas station?
Yeah.
No, Drunk's just late. You went to the gas station. I apologize. So, I mean, it is our big holiday show. We do have some carols that we will be playing at some point. Next week, we'll have the next installment of our romantic zombie sitcom, Romance is Dead. So, we can look forward to that. And, yeah. Travis, how was your week? What happened?
Little of this, little of that. We had my daughter's Christmas program on Saturday at the church that she goes to school at. So she's in kindergarten, so it was exactly what you would think it would be.
nobody knew the words, and
it was
actually
really
they
bad.
Did really well. I think they like suspended all studying and just learned the songs because all of those little kids like knew every word.
So that way, all the parents come and see that their kids are learning something,
right? Even if it is just a Christmas song.
So, there was some big news this week, specifically Napier. Were you a fan of the Charlie Sheen show on FX called Anger Management?
I actually never saw it.
Never?
Not once.
Well, I don't think anybody saw it. But what happened was FX had a deal with Charlie Sheen. It was canceled, by the way. So, I mean, if you were thinking about going and watching it, you can't because it was canceled. So what happened was they made 10 episodes of the show. And their deal with Charlie Sheen's production company was, if these shows are, you know, whatever, a certain ratings point successful, considered successful by whatever margin they deemed successful.
For FX.
Then they were going to give him a contract to make 90 more episodes.
Shit.
Of his show. So theoretically, that would be, I mean, what's a season of a sitcom? 20 episodes?
No, not on FX. FX, like Always Sunny and shit's like 13 episodes.
Like 13 yeah. or 14 episodes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was going to be on for a while. I mean, so.
And didn't they give him that contract?
They did. His first 10 episodes were successful enough that they gave him a 90-episode extension on his show.
Which, if they couldn't have seen the writing on the wall, first of all, is people were watching that because he was just coming off of Tiger Blood.
Right, yeah, he'd just gone batshit, and he got shit canned off of 2.5 Men, which was a hugely successful show.
Yep. Not so much anymore, though.
Right.
For some reason, that was a successful show.
And so he had 90 episodes to make. Well, the next couple, after their second season started, weren't exactly setting the world on fire. And so the second season of this show was 90 episodes long.
Really?
They just did a show every week. If you look at anything, if you look at the air dates of episodes, the first season was 10 episodes. Then they signed that contract, and then they did 90 episodes.
It was just one after another.
One after another every week. And I watch FX all the time. There's lots of shows that I watch on FX, and there's movies and stuff. You don't see it advertised. I mean, like, I never heard a word about it. And it just existed. It was just a thing they did, and they cranked out 90 episodes of this show over the course of, like, the last year and a half. Like, every week.
That can't be good. was there
We're
even
honoring
a script?
Your contract. We just want to be done with you.
Yeah, what's weird is, I guess it is available for syndication if somebody were to want it. But, I mean, like, what's really weird is if you look at any TV show that's ever existed, I mean, pretty much every episode has a different director, a different writer. You know, I mean, like,
that's
there's
normal TV.
There's
yeah.
like a probably like a writer's room full of people, and like one person takes like the helm and probably kind of writes one episode with some suggestions from other people, I would imagine.
But I think the only difference, Louis is like the exception to that rule.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, we're also talking about like, you know, like a sitcom. Or like a, I wouldn't even consider Louis like a sitcom. Louis is just kind of like a, hey, let's give Louis C.K. 25 minutes a week to do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. And it's a really good show.
Yeah, it's interesting. You don't know what's going to happen. Louis is kind of like the Chris Brake show. It might be a comedy this week. We don't really know. But so the episodes, the 35 of the last 40 episodes of this show were all directed by the same one guy. One guy directed 35 of the last 40 episodes. So, I mean, like, did they crank that out in an afternoon?
They must have.
Or, I mean, like, I just, I want, there has to be something going on there. I mean, like,
I'm sure, there was something funky probably where they knew that it wasn't going anywhere, and they told them, they said, hey, we're honoring your contract, but you need to deliver 40 episodes in 2 weeks.
But so, I mean, like the 100th episode, the final episode, I think is like on this week or something. And they announced, hey, just so you guys know, this is the last episode.
If you were paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the show is still on.
Just so that there's no confusion here. This 100th episode is the last episode of this show. We honored it. There's 100 of them. Great. But there's not going to be any more.
But please, please, somebody buy these 100 episodes from us. We'll gladly sell them.
So I'm curious to see. I think I might have watched a couple of the first 10, and I could tell pretty early on that it wasn't going to be very good.
It was a sitcom. I mean, I watched like an episode and a half like early on too, and I think that's pretty much what it was. It was just here. This Charlie Sheen has a lot to do with what's being written, and they're giving him some, you know, some good one-liners, but the show was just stupid. Wasn't he like a therapist or something? And like his patients were coming to his house, or he was one of the patients and they were all meeting at his house for therapy or some shit.
Ryan Miller's ridiculous.
Wife
was on it, and she was like a tough girl, like a Michelle Rodriguez type. You know, she could kick your ass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She was angry.
And then wasn't that poor man's Parker Posey on there too?
Selma Blair?
No, the other one.
Well, Selma Blair was on it, but she played his love interest, and like, I think she requested that she not ever kiss Charlie Sheen.
I don't want whatever's in his mouth.
Yeah, she said, I will play his love interest, and I will pretend like we just had sex, but as long as I never have to kiss Charlie Sheen on screen.
That's smart. That's smart on her part.
She got shit-canned, or she quit, or something, because that was something that happened, you know, around episode 40 or so.
Week 3.
It was like a daytime soap.
Did it just have shitty camera angles and you could tell they did everything in one take?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen played his twin brother who came back from the dead.
Napier, have you gone and seen your niece yet?
No. I've seen many Twitter pics, or not Twitter pics, Facebook pics, and Facebook pics.
Did you get her a Christmas present?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
What'd you get her?
I got her a $30 gift card to Babies R Us.
You got the baby a gift card?
Well, I assume that that's all it's going to be used for. I don't know what she likes.
Travis, how does a baby use a gift card?
Babies do not use gift cards. They can't enjoy
Babies
it.
Can't even open a gift card. They'll, no. Like, open it up, and they won't even know what it is.
Well, I don't know what she likes. We've never met.
Did it
She's a baby.
I mean, she'll, like, open it up, and she'll be like, what the fuck is this? Does it have, like, a cute picture on it or something?
No.
It just says Babies R Us?
Yeah, it's got, like, a little, like, design on it, but it's not, like, baby-centric. It's just, like, a shitty little design. Just says Babies R Us.
You know what babies like? Things that are soft or things that make noise when they shake it.
Oh, Amanda made the baby a baby blanket.
Baby blanket.
There's something.
So, I mean, does the baby already have the baby blanket or is it for Christmas?
Yes, the baby blanket.
How did you get the baby the blanket and not see the baby? Did you mail it?
No, we gave it to my sister before the baby was born.
You saw her before she had the baby?
Yeah, a whole bunch.
Well, like when she came to your wedding?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, by the way, you're going to have a baby in a couple of months. Here's this blanket.
Well, we were supposed to, like, hang out for Thanksgiving, but that didn't happen. I mean, I'd have to drive all the way down there, and we'd have to make plans.
You're not really too familiar with the social medias. You don't really hang out on the social medias.
No.
You get on there once a week. You're like, oh, hey, there's a picture of a baby. Oh, there's another picture of a baby.
I just
sign off, right?
I check Facebook to see, you know, how everybody's doing every, you know, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And I check our Twitter every night to make sure you haven't gotten us into some new fucking shit.
Oh, yeah. So you just check our Twitter to see what I'm doing?
Yeah, sure you got into an argument with somebody over diabetes medicine or something? What was that about?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That must not
have been me.
No, Dan got into an argument with somebody and you were being his friend.
About diabetes medicine?
No.
I vaguely remember what you're talking about. That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was the last thing I saw.
Yeah,
of
Dan
interest.
Was arguing with somebody, and I stuck my nose in it, and that was I don't even remember what it was about. I guess it wasn't really all that entertaining, but Dan gets in his little things, and I see him, and I have fun with him. I'm not there to argue with people.
But you have argued with people.
I just like kind of having fun.
Yeah,
that's what it's there for, to have some fun.
But sometimes
it's not there to be all silly.
But sometimes it sounds mean.
I'll tell you who I was getting mad at the other day. I was tweeting out to some of the toilet paper folks. Because it doesn't seem like priced toilet paper just keeps... Do you buy your own toilet paper?
Of course I buy my own toilet paper.
Doesn't it seem like priced toilet paper keeps going up?
Well, every once in a while.
Toilet paper's like $17 for a goddamn thing of toilet paper.
Yeah, but it's
all
a big thing.
All you do is wipe your butthole... We get the poop off of it and throw it and flush it. Why does it got to be so goddamn expensive? It's paper that you wipe shit on.
Yeah, but the good stuff costs more. I mean, you can always go with the $5 for like 20 roll toilet paper.
Doesn't it seem like the price is getting out of control though?
Well, everybody got upset when they made the rolls smaller, so they're just raising prices now. Remember when they made the rolls smaller? They kind of shrunk their width.
The width?
Yeah, they shrunk the width of them a little bit to save money.
I just think it's a goddamn conspiracy is what I think. The gas was $1.99 for one day, and now it's back up to $2.30. Don't you think they have, like, phone number they all call, and they are like, you know, hey, you know, we should lower the price for one day, and then everybody lowers the price for one day, and then they put it back? Well, same thing's going on with toilet paper now.
Well, they
check control.
They check the stock market for oil prices. For the gas, but gas over here is like $2.09. It was $2.09 when we got the lemon juice and Sour Patch Kids.
Where's Drunk?
He's probably not coming.
Son of a bitch. Travis, you had something that you were upset about.
Was it Elf on the Shelf?
Let's air out our grievances, friend.
All right. Let's air out
before we get to our holly jolly good time.
Oh, this is supposed to be about friendship and magic.
It's supposed to be about friendship and magic after we get stuff off our chest.
Yeah,
can I tell you,
grievances.
First of all, this I'm a precursor to this by, I don't condone domestic violence. I'm going to just say that. You know, it's all in good fun randomly
good
when Nathan talks about beating a woman.
Good
you
to
know
say.
What I mean?
Good to get that out there.
I don't think
say
anybody
first.
Does condone
you know I mean?
Beating women.
But what pisses me off is this new campaign. If you watch, like, Football Sunday, there's constantly this No More campaign. After Ray Rice beat the shit out of his old lady, they, like, got all of these NFL players and all of these random B-list celebrities to just say, no more, no more, he didn't mean it, no more, it was your fault, no more, you know, he won't do it next time. Like, it's bullshit, first of all. Those motherfuckers don't care.
You think it's pandering?
It's totally pandering. They're trying to cover their ass after all of the domestic violence shit that went through the NFL this season, which I'm fine with. Cover your own ass, that's fine, okay? I've kind of conceded the fact that I'm going to see Eli Manning with his little bitch face saying no more a couple of times on Football Sunday. But yesterday, this was it. Hillary Swank's ugly fucking horse face pops up on the screen with a white background, and it's just quiet, and she's already like, her eyes are like watering.
She's
and
sad?
She's struggling. She's struggling. She can't even say anything, and it's just silence, and she's all,
is she eating or fiddling herself?
And it's like 45 seconds of that ugly bitch fucking with tears in her eyes, just like stuttering and fucking snot coming out of her nose and shit. And then they go to the fucking title card that just says no more. And then they pan back to her stupid ugly face. She never says a fucking thing.
You just want to smack her and say, spit it out, bitch.
It's exactly right. I don't condone domestic violence, but if anybody sees Hillary Swank, punch her in her fucking face.
It's not
make
domestic
her,
if
make
you're
her
not
give
married
her something
to
cry about. So at least I'll know, like, she'll have a black eye and I'll get it. You know what I mean?
What I wanted to get to in bringing up social medias is I've been getting friend requests lately on Facebook from people I currently work with.
Ooh.
Like at my new job. And I don't like it. I don't like it because, like, I don't want to be friends on the social medias with people I work with. I just don't.
Now, they'll get insulted if you don't.
I mean, there's a lot of folks that, like, I'm currently friends with that I'm not so excited to be friends with either. And it's like, what I want is you know, on the Twitters, how they have the mute option?
Yes.
To where, like, you can be following somebody and they can be following you, but you can mute them so that you don't even see them.
Why don't you just make a new Facebook and that'll be the one you use for work?
You can do that with Facebook though, but you have to like deal with all those fucking bullshit lists and stuff where you can hide all of your posts from everybody but the people that are in this list. But that seems like an awful lot of work.
Well, I thought of something for Facebook that I think would be great. It's called the Pander option.
Yeah.
And you can like automate a like frequency. To where, like, every 7 posts somebody posts, you can like one of them. Just to, like, fake some kind of engagement. And, like, maybe, like, you know, you can set it up to where every now and then something you post goes to your Pander list. And, like, you
I
know,
can
you,
see that going very
this
bad.
This is a post fucking a picture, disaster.
If you post a picture of your food and, like, your Pander list gets a rare glimpse, and you can just say, oh, I don't really use Facebook all that much.
Here comes Mike's like on the picture of a child that's missing from one of his friends. Like, we haven't seen our 4-year-old daughter in 72 hours.
Well, you know, liking something doesn't always necessarily mean you're a big fan of it. It means that, like, you found it interesting and you're engaging.
And you gave it a thumbs up.
I agree with that, like, to a certain extent, though. Like, same scenario. We pray for our daughter's safe return home. We haven't seen her in 72 hours.
Yeah, that's you a, like that's that. A, that's because a like. You're also praying. Yeah,
that's a like. But straight up, we're devastated by the loss of our child. And then Mike comes along and likes it. That's a little different.
Or somebody's mother-in-law dies and yeah. You give them a big old thumbs up.
Or somebody's been viciously beaten to death.
Or, I mean, like, what if they did like a thing where they alerted you that, hey, you know, it's been, you know,
you're due to pander
40 days since you pandered to this person. You know, look at their last couple of posts. You know, you want to like one of these? Just to
think
some
like.
Kind of some engagement.
That I like. That's an altogether separate app where it pops up and it gives you like 3 posts to choose from, and it takes like 30 seconds to just be like, okay, liked one, close it out.
Or you could just click on their photo and like hit something that they
so
just posted.
Drunk's here. Drunk, I handed you a thing. I put it in your hand and you pointed at yourself and I nodded my head yes. And you opened the package. So you have it in your hand. I guess you're going to go ahead and take that.
You chew it.
Chewable.
I think you swoosh it around in your mouth for a few minutes. Yeah, were you listening to the show in your car or something?
I was not.
You weren't? So you have no idea what this is?
No.
Do you taste anything?
No.
Just swoosh it around until it dissolves.
Okay.
Get it nice and swooshed around in your mouth.
Okay. Welcome, there, Drunk, by the way.
Oh, hi.
Thank
Drunk.
You. Merry Christmas to you.
He didn't ask questions. That's what I like. I like the Drunk that just comes here. He's a gamer. He plays ball.
DTF.
You don't taste anything.
I don't think this is...
It's tasteless?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I don't think
it's
this is the first time,
Travis,
that Drunk has been handed
a little
baggie with a pill in it. And then somebody points at him. He's like, okay.
Is this actually?
No.
It might be. No. I don't know. I got it in the mail.
Hmm. Okay.
Is it dissolved?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chew it. I think you got it.
Do you got to chew it?
Yeah.
Let me read the directions here.
You chew it.
I mean,
and
you guys.
You swoosh it around.
And
let it dissolve and whatnot when you chew it.
Yeah, it doesn't change. These are the temporary.
I had a very...
Dissolve a tablet in your mouth and rub it around a lot to coat your whole tongue. Then put these foods into your mouth. Okay.
Straight lemon juice?
Yeah.
Okay. Drunk is going to just take a little swig of some straight lemon juice. What you got? How is it? Does it taste like lemon juice?
Yeah.
I'll write that in my notes,
too. Did it say, does it sit for 5 minutes?
Oh, shit. You fucked it up.
We fucked it up.
You're probably not even supposed to rinse it. Make him eat another one.
No. Okay.
You're probably not even
it just
to
tasted
rinse
like
it
lemon juice. There wasn't anything interesting about it.
I mean, it was a little different.
A little different?
What was that bang?
And by my house, we call that gunshot or firework, and you're supposed to guess.
Yeah, because I heard people yelling out there. It's like a lady yelling, and then I heard a boom. Now I don't hear the lady.
So is it supposed to make things less sour?
It's supposed to make things sweet, actually.
Because that lemon juice wasn't as like sour as I felt it normally would be.
It's almost working.
Drunk, eat this piece of cheese.
Okay. Cheese
what kind
candy,
of cheese is it?
Chip.
Kraft Singles?
Lemon juice.
No, it's like
this
Colby
would be a
Jack.
He's a Colby Jack.
Yeah.
I like Colby
given,
Jack.
Given drunk.
High on the list of the drunk foods, by the way.
Colby Jack cheese is up there?
Mm-hmm.
Does it just taste like Colby Jack cheese?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Give me one.
Oh, now Napier wants to experiment here.
There we go.
You're going to do
it,
sit, right?
Though. You got to let it sit.
Napier's going to let it sit.
Yep.
So,
also, I have no taste buds other than salt, so this will be interesting.
So I guess we'll let Napier stew on that for a little bit, and I guess we'll just go ahead and go to break.
All right.
It is the Christmas season. This is our Christmas episode.
Is it the duet?
So we do have a lovely little duet with our friend Mandy from the Furnicast.
A new holiday classic, if I may say so.
Have you heard it already, Travis?
I have. I love it.
It'll be the first of many carols tonight. And I guess we should thank Chris Brake from the Chris Brake Show because he did help us out
with
a bit that we're not going to end up airing. I don't know if we're... it's going to go in the failed bit thing, or we're going to do it next week. I don't really know yet.
Maybe we can put it together, and it can be like an outtake, or we can throw it on YouTube or something.
I don't know. Maybe in a couple of weeks, we're going to do one of those shows where like we do all the stuff that's outdated that we should have done a long time ago, but we've had on our list.
Like Uncle Salt Whistles?
Yeah, one of those good ones, you know.
The ones that deserve to be thrown in the pile.
So we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned. Napier, is your microphone up? Say something into the microphone.
Sandwiches.
Your microphone isn't working.
Awesome.
So we'll switch out Napier's microphone. We'll be back. Thank you.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Every Thursday, where we bring you a mashup of creepy headlines, crippling personal stories, and guests from all walks of life.
Like us on Facebook
and follow us on Twitter at The Lotus Cast.
So one day, I forget like, how it came up, but she's like, "Hey, you should model some of my underwear for me." And I was like, "Oh, well, sure, I'll do that." So I did, modeled some underwear. She took a picture of it, and she gave the picture to the lead singer, and he posted it as the main profile picture on our MySpace page for the band, and we had a lot of followers, and people were really upset that my ass was on the front page. You get a girl, you're like, she's like, put on some underwear, and you're like, yeah, you just put them on, right? No?
All this more at
radio.com
or thelotuscast.com.
There are five veterans.
They're all awesome.
They all suck.
They're doing a podcast.
I Googled uniform opinions the other day. We are number one, number two, and number four. Every other result for the next 10 pages are people that can't spell uninformed.
They served in the Army.
That's the Gipper. God damn, that guy could give a speech.
The Navy.
Why do other people think we take offense to the name Squid?
The Air Force.
All right, I'm not really practicing or really know what I think anymore.
The Marines.
You're never getting promoted again.
And the Israeli Defense Force.
I know what you did last summer in Afghanistan.
They are the most interesting vets in the world. Listen to Uniformed Opinions Wednesdays on RadioFubar.com.
Hey, Wolverine. Isn't this a party? Where is everyone?
I really can't stand.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
I gotta go away.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like.
My mother will start to worry. My father will be pacing the floor. So really I better scurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more. The neighbors might think.
Mandy, it's cold out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cats to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight.
To break this bed.
I'll take your hat.
I ought to say no, 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 sir. At least I'm gonna say that I tried. I really can't say.
Mandy, don't hold
Baby,
out.
It's cold outside.
Shit, my chest hair is frozen.
I simply must go.
Mandy, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been so nice and warm.
Look out the window at that.
My sister will be suspicious. My brother will be there at the door. My maiden aunt's mind is vicious. Oh, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me your comb.
It's up to yeah, your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when I touch.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow. At least there'll be plenty implied.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I guess it's kicking in. Drunks pounding lemon juice.
Drinking it up.
309-740-1430 if you'd like to be on the show, or Radio Fubar on Skype.
Who are these people I follow on Twitter? Like, where did they come from? I don't want to be friends with people who post inspirational fucking memes. Why are they there?
You don't want to be inspired, Travis?
It's not inspiring. It's stupid. There's a picture of a flame, and then there's a quote next to it that says, "There is a candle in your heart ready to be kindled. There is a void in your soul ready to be filled. You feel it, don't you?" Like, what is that?
Don't you feel it?
I don't feel it. It's just fucking unfollowed you.
It's gotta be better than my dad and my aunt posting religious pictures. So, saw a post on the Facebooks today. There was three gals that were out robbing those toy bin things that you give the unfortunate kid the toy. Their names were Deandra, Lucinda, and Teresia. So I mean, it sounds like, you know, a bunch of Jew broads.
Yeah, big
yeah,
time.
People with no care of the season
out
Hold
robbing
on.
The.
What did you say their names were again?
Deandra,
yeah.
Lucinda,
yep.
And Teresia.
Teresia.
They went to some Walmart in Illinois, and they grabbed all the toys out of the toy bin.
Hey,
and,
did it have their last names? It sounds like I went to Harvard with them.
And I was trying to do a little bit more research on this, trying to find a picture just to see if my suspicions were correct. And I found this other article that was all about, apparently there's this Facebook thing going around, and there's supposedly it might be bullshit, but it might not be. Most Facebook stuff, I think, is bullshit. But apparently this year it's particularly bad, that there's a lot of people, parents of children, that are getting the toy drive toys for their kids and then returning them to Walmart for, like, gift cards or cash.
Ooh.
And I was going to ask Travis, because Travis used to work for Walmart, didn't you?
I did for, like, 4.5 years.
What happens when you return something to Walmart? Does Walmart Nothing. Eat that cost, or does Walmart send it back to the distributor? Or?
Like, if it's an open item, yeah, they'll just ship it back. They have, like, a whole room full of shit that's open that they just ship back and they get partial credit for. So they just take it in the ass.
So, I mean, I was trying to think if they would almost kind of benefit from... I guess they wouldn't.
No.
It's all a tax write-off.
If you buy the toy from Walmart and then you go put it in the toy bin outside of Walmart, and then somebody gets that toy and returns it to Walmart for store credit or something.
Well, the store credit isn't anywhere near what, you know, Walmart probably paid for it.
Yeah.
So Walmart's making their money.
I think it's funny that, like, wouldn't it just be a matter of, like, marking out the barcode or something? Or does Walmart take stuff back anyway?
They take whatever back. If you ever have a problem going to Walmart and taking something back, even, like, an open DVD or something, which they say they will not take back.
You can probably buy it from Target and return it to Walmart.
Oh, you absolutely can. You don't need a receipt. You don't need anything. All you have to do is say, hey, I bought this. And they're like, okay. And then they'll just ask you if there's anything wrong with it. And it doesn't matter if you say yes or no. They'll just give you your money back.
The joy of working for a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate.
Mm-hmm. They do make you sign something, though. So if you're, like, a repeat returner, they might flag you. But
I did have to return a copy of Gnomeo and Juliet.
Oh, man, why?
I got home and there was no Gnomeo and Juliet in the box.
That's fucking bullshit. What? So you went back and got a different copy?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were just exchanging it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you had no reason to lie.
Well, other than I might have gotten a free copy of Gnomeo and Juliet to go with the other one.
Yeah. What did you think of Gnomeo and Juliet? I never saw that one. Is that one I should add to my queue?
It was better than it
looked.
Hold
on. You have that whole DVD collection in your back room, and you do not have Gnomeo and Juliet?
I know.
Juliet?
It seems like a goddamn travesty, doesn't it?
That is...
It does. I own a copy.
Should be
You illegal. Have Gnomeo and Juliet? It yes. should be in anyone's collection, correct?
It was my daughter's gateway into loving Elton John. I, like, made her, like, a compilation CD of Elton John songs because she liked the music in that movie so much.
I will say that the only reason I bought that movie was because there is a scene, and in that scene, Hulk Hogan is doing a commercial for a lawnmower, and he makes this lawnmower seem so badass. I was like, okay, well, now I got to buy this movie so I can see if the rest of it is as badass as Hulk Hogan's little part.
So you tried you took the berry.
Yes.
The magical berry.
Yes.
And have you tried anything yet?
No, I have not.
Is it dissolved?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Open up that beer. Open up that, you got a Michelob Ultra Amber there. And I'm curious if it tastes like Kool-Aid, because it's a magical berry, right?
Smells of beer.
It is a beer. How's that? Is it sweet? Does it taste like a Coca-Cola?
Doesn't taste like beer.
What does it taste like? It is just a beer.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like that.
How is it drunk?
It tastes sweet. It doesn't taste like Kool-Aid. It tastes like hoppy sugar.
Like a berry vice.
I have to agree.
It's a hoppy sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that... No.
Not a fan?
No.
You know, they say that the point of the berries
is to make kids want to eat vegetables.
You know what else they say?
Ooh. What?
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Is that actually true, though?
No.
This is actually really good.
Just straight lemon juice?
Just straight lemon juice.
Yeah.
Although it does taste like cheap shit lemon juice. But very sweet.
There's a fella on Kickstarter now. There's actually two fellas on Kickstarter. The first one I saw is a guy that's making a waffle iron that is shaped like a keyboard. I thought that was kind of fun. But there's another guy who's kind of trying to take advantage of this whole Kim Jong-un thing. And he is making like a 16-bit Nintendo game kind of thing, like a side-scrolling action game where the leader of North Korea is riding on a unicorn and kicking ass and like blowing up tanks and stuff in a quest.
Oh, you play as Kim Jong-un?
You play as Kim Jong-un, yeah. And he's like totally badass. Like he rides a unicorn and like he blows up U.S. tanks and like burns American flags.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I think the final
boss... I thought
boss,
it was like a kill Kim Jong-un.
The final boss at the end is Seth Rogen. And you destroy him for mocking the Supreme Leader.
You know, his dad got a hole-in-one in 18 consecutive holes in a round of golf.
I've heard that, yeah. And so, I mean, like, this is really just, like, it's probably a true story. The video game is based on, like, actual events, because this dude's pretty badass. But this whole Sony thing, we haven't really touched on it much with the latest developments. The interview, the Seth Rogen movie where they assassinate Kim Jong-un, the media kind of just made it about that movie when it does, there really isn't any proof that the hack had anything to do with North Korea or the, I mean,
well,
like,
they did release a statement, the hackers did, saying that they were going to either release more damning evidence of Sony being, you know, chuckle fucks, or
yeah,
they were going to like blow up movie theaters or something, so they shit canned the movie.
So we're sorry to our friends at the Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Yeah, they're not doing so good because they picked Black Annie with their first pick, which Black Annie opened up to like $16 million this past weekend.
It's out already?
Yeah, Black Annie came out this week.
Christ.
So I mean it's not in good shape considering it's his first overall pick.
And it's going up against the fucking Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah. So right, I mean it still has another week, so maybe it'll have a big Christmas.
Maybe.
But what are all those
people
that
can't
gonna...
take their families?
Yeah, I mean
to
the
go
Jews
got to
watch something, right? So I mean,
right? Yeah.
What are all those people who wanted to watch the interview going to watch?
Yeah, they're going to go see Black Annie.
Black Annie, absolutely.
Black Annie is currently sitting at a 33% Metacritic.
Ooh.
Can I tell you what's awesome? And I don't know if we picked it or who picked it, but that fucking sniper movie looks awesome.
Yeah, we did pick that.
We did pick that.
We did pick it. Good for us.
The third or fourth.
I'm going to see that.
I believe
that
was our fourth
great.
Round pick.
Yeah, and Night at the Museum also opened. It has a 47% Metacritic. It made $17 million. So it's not
what
in good
shit?
Shape. But that was what? It was at our third round pick?
Yeah.
Our second round pick.
It was a bad weekend for the movies, I guess.
The Hobbit kicked ass. The Hobbit made $89 million in its opening weekend.
We should have picked that.
We should have. You're right.
I think it was gone by the time we took it, though.
And Exodus, Godzilla, and Kings, it ended. That was another Not Safe for Water Coolers pick. It ended with a $39 million and at a 52% Metacritic.
People don't go to watch movies about Jesus.
Or... It looks horrible. Look at how well Noah did.
Noah did okay, didn't it?
No.
Well, what was interesting is like all the Jews and all the Egyptians and stuff, they were all white. It was all white people. It's like it's a bunch of white. Christian Bale shouldn't be playing a Jew dude, should he? Yeah. Christian Bale's not a Jew.
It's funny. My
sounds like a good movie.
Is
Christian Bale an Australian?
Yeah.
So
Australian can't play some
20.28 points for that, by the way.
20 points. Yeah, so
20.28. Yep.
Yeah, so you round. So
round.
So you got 20 points for that, 0 points for the interview, and whatever Black Annie pulls down by the end of next week. A good start.
33% Metacritic on his $16 million. So right now, Black Annie has a 5 points for his first pick. Transformers did better than that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, good luck to you, Jim Chadman. Did you think Jim Chadman? Okay, here we go. Here's the real test here.
Okay.
So we did 4 movies this time. First time we've ever done 4 movies. We've always done 3.
Yes.
Does Chadman's 4 movies beat what we picked at the end of the last round for Mandy? will Chadman's 4 movies beat Mandy's 3 movies?
It would have to beat John Hamm baseball movie.
John Hamm baseball movie, Edge Hercules, and Edge of Tomorrow were the 3 undrafted movies that we picked for Mandy after we were all done picking. And there was like, there was what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us that picked last time. So 6 people picked from 3 movies each. So that's 18 movies.
Carry yep. one.
So after 18 movies were picked, we picked 3 movies for Mandy. And Chadman not only has an extra movie, but he actually got picks like in the early going. And he picked Black Annie.
Real early he got. And he ended up, he got the, it's the curse of the Jay. Like when Jay's movie didn't open.
Right. You know, but that movie still could come out in the time, I guess. And I guess now it's gotten a ton of press, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it'll do really well.
There was something I just saw today. I didn't read the interview, but like Sony's lawyers or some representative Sony said, don't think that you'll never see this movie, or you know, it's not completely out of the possibility that we'll release.
Yeah, it's
going
to go straight to Netflix, and
they're going to recoup that insurance money because they're not going to release it theatrically, and they get like $60 million if they do not release it theatrically, and then they can just sell the rights to Netflix or Hulu or Amazon.
Well,
or
apparently
or just put it on
iTunes. They own Crackle, which is an app that plays old
fucking
Crackle.
Nobody uses fucking Crackle.
Well, here's the thing, Travis. Nobody uses Crackle. But if you found out today the interview is only available on Crackle, you're going to fucking download Crackle. And then how many people have Crackle then?
Not everybody's got Crackle.
A lot of people have Crackle. And then they can boast, all these people have the Crackle app.
And
you should buy ad space on Crackle. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they can say, hey, you know, we didn't release this movie theatrically. And now they have this insanely popular app that they can sell ad space on.
Yep.
It's actually kind of brilliant.
They'll start releasing like a bunch of movies directly to Crackle. You can only see it if you have Crackle. Yeah, that's really genius, actually.
And you know what? And there's no proof whatsoever that North Korea had anything to do with it.
No, except the U.S. government just saying they did. And did you see North Korea actually released the statement of denial today?
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they released a statement. It was almost incoherent, but it was just a bunch of America bashing and then them denying the fact that they had anything to do with it. They did condone it. They did like the fact that it happened. But they completely deny that they had anything to do with it.
Well, there was a lot of funny stuff that's come out of that Sony hack. And I saw something the other day. I don't have it with me anymore.
Was there any more Jennifer Lawrence nudes?
No. I don't think the Sony folks were passing around Jennifer Lawrence nudes. But those are still around. But apparently there's a new movie by Cameron Crowe coming out that the folks at Sony are not too optimistic about. It has like Bradley Cooper in it, and it's kind of like, what was that one with Orlando Bloom that basically
Elizabethtown.
He drove around in a car and listened to 90s rock music.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty much the movie. And Kristen Dunst called him on the phone. Yep. It was like, I think they had 2 scenes together, and the rest of the movie, she's just calling him on the phone. Be like, hey, what are you listening to? He's like, I'm listening to Tom Petty. And then they play a Tom Petty song and he drives around. And then they play another Tom Petty song. Why not? Let's just play a whole bunch of songs while Orlando Bloom drives around and looks out the window.
which was an insane disappointment because that was coming right after Almost Famous, which was a great movie.
Right.
And then I think he followed up Elizabethtown with We Bought a Zoo, yeah, which was also fucking
but they
ridiculous.
Are, they're not too fond of this next movie coming out. It has Bradley Cooper in it, and it's supposed to be really bad. But the thing that I liked was they had a list of celebrities' names that they're like their aliases that they go by when they are traveling.
Oh.
And I don't have it. Travis, do you have it? I sent it to you.
What's your alias?
Let us take a look.
Well, Napier's is Dick Blood, of course.
Of course.
Napier will sign in at hotels as Dick Blood.
Well, Richard Blood.
Richard Blood?
Yeah.
Just to be, you know,
do you have a
semi-professional
an alias there, Travis?
No, I don't need an alias.
What? Everybody has an alias.
He's just
man.
Travis.
Yep, it's just me. Actually, I go by Kyle Rayner. Once in a while, I did. I had a business trip about
Kyle
a year and
Rayner.
A half ago, and I was in a strip joint, and there was this really, I mean, extremely dumb blonde stripper who was liked to be chit chatty, and I told her I was a writer, and I told her I was my name was Kyle Rayner, and then I listed a bunch of books that she should have known what they were that I wrote, and she was like really interested in it.
Did you act offended when she hadn't heard of it?
Nothing worse than a chatty stripper, by the way.
you're absolutely, especially a really, really, really dumb one.
Sometimes you gotta pay him just to shut the fuck up.
It's the quintessential blonde. No, so I guess I do. I go by Kyle Rayner.
I did see something really funny about the Sony hacks. Apparently, they released some emails from some Sony executives, and there's this. One Sony executive makes buku fucking bucks, donates millions of dollars to the Democratic Party and a bunch of other candidates that he likes. Apparently, him and somebody else at the office had a back and forth of like 30-something emails trying to guess what Barack Obama's favorite movie was, and they just kept listing all of these black movies. Like, oh, it's obviously Red Tails. No, it's got to be Bad Boys.
They were talking about what a whore Kevin Hart is too. And I mean, I don't need hacked emails to know Kevin Hart's a whore. You can see Kevin Hart's a whore. He does anything that anybody will pay him to do. But I got the list. Are you ready for some of these names?
You got the list?
I do.
Okay, I had it. Okay,
you want to take turns?
Yeah, all right.
When
let's do it.
When Tom Hanks is traveling, you can find him under the name Harry Lauder.
And my other favorite.
Oh, and Johnny Madrid.
Johnny Madrid.
Yeah, that's
sounds
not
like
fair.
A fighter from Mortal Kombat game.
Johnny Madrid.
Finish him. And then you got Tobey Maguire. Who goes by Neil Deep? Is that his Brokeback Mountain character?
It's got to be.
Tobey Maguire wasn't in. No.
Oh, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal.
they look the same.
Natalie Portman has a really boring one. Her name is Laura Brown.
Ugh. But then you got Clive Owen with an equally boring one of Robert Fenton.
Yeah, that's not very good. Rob Schneider goes as Nazo Good.
Haha, not so good.
Yeah. True, I guess.
And then what do you got? Taye Diggs. This is not very inspired. He goes by his brother's name, Scott Diggs.
Oh, his brother's name is Scott?
I doubt it. I don't know.
you should have just ran with that, Travis.
I mean, there's one that's Jessica Alba. You know, you can find her under her alias Cash Money.
That's a good one. But you would think that would be the next one on the list's alias, Ice Cube, who goes by Darius Stone or O'Shea Jackson.
And Deborah Messing, who really could probably just go as Deborah Messing.
Yeah.
I mean, who's looking fine. For Deborah Messing? I mean, some of these names on the list, it'd be like, you know, okay, if they were like walking down the road. And like if I was at Mid Rivers Mall and I saw Tom Hanks, I'd be pretty excited. I wouldn't even notice Deborah Messing.
Nope.
And if I did, I'd be like, oh, hey, I think that's Deborah Messing. And hey, I would continue purchasing my hot sauce from the hot sauce
like,
store.
Hey, you know what? That broad kind of looks a little bit like that chick from TV, the redheaded broad. You know, the one that's on that show where she's a detective.
She used to be on the show with the gay guy.
But she's also a mom.
Yeah, him.
Oh, they're switching it up.
You know what it is? She's a detective, but then like she gets a call from like the school and like one of her kids was misbehaving. So she's like, I got to put this murder case on hold and go do this because I'm PTA president. You know, and she handles both.
Hey, the
it's this whole back and forth. How does she juggle it all? How does she do it, Napier?
Well, maybe she knows of a good way to disappear a kid, you know, once it gets too annoying. And that's the season finale.
One of her kids disappears?
No, she just is sick of it and then murders it.
You know what would be great? Is if that show, like, started off as, like, you know, kind of like a fun little, you know, action comedy or whatever, where, you know, she's the detective, but she's also the mom. And then, like, the season finale, like, one of her cases, like, shows up and, like, murders both of her kids.
And it turns really, really fucking dark for season
two. It gets really fucking dark, yeah. It gets like this real dark, like, Criminal Minds type procedural. Yeah. Like, you didn't see it coming. You're like, now she doesn't have to juggle the kids anymore, so you get to see how she, like, puts it all into her job now. Now you know, because her kids are fucking dead. What is she going to... She doesn't have to go to PTA meetings anymore. She devotes herself entirely to her work.
She's got to juggle the deep depression with being a detective.
She just starts taking dudes out with like a claw hammer. They rename the show Detective Claw.
I don't really... So, I mean, like, that's a big roundabout way to say it. Did that show get canceled? That show got canceled, didn't it?
I would assume so.
The one, Deborah Messing's on shows all the time that get canceled.
Yeah, there was two shows that I thought would have been canceled after the first episode. It was that one, and there was one where that other broad plays like a judge, like.
Oh yeah, that one got canceled after like two episodes. Like, yeah, she was a judge, but like, you know, she smarted off
mom.
To people, and like, you know, she wore her robe open, and like she wore like hot outfits under it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that bad judge show.
Yeah, bad judge.
Yeah. Bad judge, and wasn't she kind of like a redhead too? Like that same kind of like.
Yeah,
saucy
she was.
She looked very similar.
She
to
was
Deborah
on the Grey's Anatomy remake.
Yeah.
And that got canceled, and so now they're
after
making
it got
bad
judge.
Ratings,
they should have made it where she was also a detective who was also a mom.
See, but that show was funny, Travis, because like, you know, in some cases, like she didn't necessarily give people like the normal sentence. Like she made them wear like a sign. You know, it said like I'm a pederast or something. You know, just so that
they're really good stuff.
Just so she gets them good. You know, because she's kind of she thinks outside the box.
You mean that CBS comedy styling?
Yeah,
that's real good stuff.
That's a good one.
Two and a Half Men and Bad Judge, top notch shit.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna see your niece on Christmas? Yeah, you got to, right?
Yes.
How can you not? You gonna go over to their house? Or
maybe
they coming,
maybe as long as it's Christmas Eve.
They coming over to your house?
Yeah. They're gonna come over and we're gonna eat ham.
Who's making the ham? You making ham?
I'm making the ham. I know how to make a
ham. How many hams are you making this Christmas season, for fuck's sake?
Is there any possible way that you can, like, take a little bit of time to, like, baby-proof your house a little bit? Like, just
like hide some of the knives and guns?
Yeah, just make it so that, like, you know, the baby's safe.
That's like a week-long project.
You could go home and start now, just on safety's sake. We just want to take every precaution.
I think it'd be easier just to line everything with a tarp and then bubble wrap over the tarp.
I thought you were going to say bubble wrap the baby.
Yeah, probably going to have to bubble wrap the baby. Make a little bubble wrap
How
football.
How old is this baby?
Couple of weeks.
Oh, they don't even move. You're fine.
Yeah.
Just put them in a safe place. Find a safe place. Like, put the baby, like, do you have, like, one of those drying racks in your kitchen? Like, you know, you wash off a dish and then you put it in the drying rack. Put the baby in one of those, like, with a pillow or something. And then it'll just stay there, right?
Yeah. Or, you know, outside by where the raccoon seems to keep coming in at.
No, it's too cold.
No, have the raccoon raise the baby.
I think babies usually show up in their own compartments, though. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really have to find a spot for it. They just take that compartment that they took out of the car and they put it on your floor somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
So should we do something special for next week since it's like the year-end show? I mean, like, it'll be like the last show of 2014. We should do something special, right?
What do we do
last recap year? All of the best bits?
You want to do a clip show?
Let's do a clip show! That's so innovative. Let's do it. You want to do a clip show?
Like, talk about, like, all the best things that happened in 2014?
But we should make it like a sitcom where, like, it was the ones that showed up on TV before, like, TiVo and DVR and shit, where you thought you were getting a new episode of the show because it starts out where everybody's sitting around and they're like, hey, look, we're doing something new, and then it just flashes back.
Like, hey, Napier, do you remember that time? And then, like, we'll play the cloud music, you know what I'm talking about? Like, blah,
blah, blah, blah, and then an audience laugh.
Yeah,
so, yeah, audience, we can do that.
Are we going to wait for 2 weeks for our death pool? Do that the first week of the year?
Oh, we can't do the death pool.
Oh, Drunk doesn't listen to the show when he's not here.
I was in New Orleans. What do you want me to do?
The death pool, somebody's already
drunk,
doing one.
I'm gonna bum you out here, buddy.
Who stole my idea?
Okay, Drunk.
It's Chris Break.
You last
what a
that
dick.
That week that you came to me and you had an idea. I did think it was a good idea. I really did.
Yeah.
And I was set. I was like, Drunk had a good idea. We're going to do it. And I could tell that, like, you know, it meant a lot to you.
Sure.
And like you finally snagged a big one. And the next day I logged on to Facebook and PTR Radio announced that they were doing a celebrity death pool. And so then I was like, I can't do a celebrity death pool if PTR Radio's doing a celebrity death pool. Then I would just look like a big goddamn copycat. You have any idea how much trouble I go through to make sure that we don't copy anybody's anything?
They are a
Can I tell you right
dicks.
Now real quick that
a
if the listeners
wheelbarrow
could see
full of fucking dicks.
If the listeners could see Drunk's face right now, it looks exactly like that Hillary Swank No More commercial.
I put way more effort into making sure that we don't copy anybody than I do coming up with content. I spend so much time making sure that if anybody does anything, we don't do anything even close to what they do.
Well,
like,
it's kind of a kick in the pants.
I threw out to Mandy in a conversation that me, Mandy, and Dan are in that I wanted to do the Baby It's Cold Outside song with you and her.
Correct.
And like the next day, Dan was writing lyrics to a Baby It's Cosby Outside song. And it was really funny. And I thought it was funny. And I was like, you know, he should do that because it's funny. He should do it on the show. And you know, I'm like, hey, you know, Dan, you should do that on the show. And he's like, oh, you think I should? Yeah, I said, yeah, but, you know, if you do that, then we're not doing our thing. And I was like, but you should do it. I'm not trying to, like, guilt you or anything. You should do it. We're just not going to do the same song because, you know, I mean, not only are they on right before us, but it's like, you know, we probably have some of the same listeners. And I don't want two people to go, oh, Mike just did the same thing that the Furnacast did, only different.
Why are you going to upset Starry?
I don't know. I really take a lot of time and effort to make sure that we never copy anybody anywhere, ever.
How's our uniqueness getting us?
It's not getting us anywhere. We probably should steal shit from people. Travis, you got any weird news stories?
No, but I have some squinches.
Oh, who you want to give some squinches to?
I'd like to squinch out my bro, John.
All right, everybody in the chat, we're going to play Red or Dead. I'm going to play a song, and you tell me if it's red or dead.
Suck my dick! That's my Mandy Weaver.
I'd like to give a squinch out to the folks over at Elf on the Shelf for bringing joy to all of our lives, giving children the magic of the season. And I'd like to give a squinch out to Travis for trying to kill children's magic feelings.
Children don't even know what the fuck Elf on the Shelf is. It's for those fucking Facebook moms, goddammit. And Facebook dads, like the man with two first names.
Sir, it's giving them a magical feeling, one of those that you obviously haven't felt in years.
Those kids don't give a shit about that stupid fucking elf.
You really hate people with two first names, don't you? This is like the third week in a row that you've gone on about this.
Can I say fuck
never trust
trunk
the guy
or treating?
With two first names.
What about two last names? Because I have two last names.
Two last names is fine.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody.
Are we done?
Dick magic. See you in hell, faggots. Enjoy. Merry goddamn faggot Christmas.
Happy Coxa. Holidays.
Happy holidays. What the fuck was that, Napier?
It's Fagsgiving. Dicker treats for everybody.
Why?
Butterfly kisses on your...
It seems so early to be ending the show, though.
Is it?
Well, I mean, there's like a whole...
Oh, thing. Do we have a thing?
Yeah, we got a thing.
You know.
There's that's your other thing.
All right, we'll do the thing.
I want you to know it's over.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around like little boys do. And in front of his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what it seemed like years, then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically, then he turned and he looked at me and he said, Mama made Christmas good at our house. Most these years she just did without. Tell me, ma'am, what am I gonna do? Somehow I gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not
in
much
the chat,
time.
Mandy said, oh my God,
you see,
this is just
she's been sick for quite a while. And I know
say,
the shoes will make her smile.
Beautiful.
And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Nailed it.
Oh. Do you hear me?
I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love is baked and pan out.
Fucking bunch.
I knew that God had sent the little boy to remind me what Christmas
is
all about.
Drunk's Christmas standards. Featuring such hits as Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Napier, you said that I need to put this up as a standalone file. I might, but it ain't gonna be free.
Ain't gonna be free. What you charging?
$1.29. Hey, that's a deal. Most people would charge $1.99.
$1.29, bro. Holiday classic.
You know what? I bet the kind of people that would love the song are the kind of people that have the reindeer antlers on them.
Yeah.
You know, drive around with the
If Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Now, if you just do two Christmas songs every year, you could have a whole album in like 4 years.
Fucking put some stank on it.
Drunk, that was fucking beautiful, man.
Merry it was Christmas, beautiful.
Everybody. Dude, you slapped the shit out of that song like a wife.
Should I sing the New Year's song for next week?
I hope what your mom was already dead by the time he got home. I hope, like, he dicked around and, like, didn't have enough money and, like, talked to that guy and sang the song. And he ran home with the shoes and he busted in the door. The mom was already fucking dead. He's like, well, fuck, what do I do with these shoes now?
That would be tough.
Sir, I want to return these shoes for some cigarette money.
Oh, no, anytime you hear about some dude that gets, like, a weird foot fetish and, like, steals ladies' shoes off of a bus.
Because I need it.
That's this dude.
My mom is already dead. Sir, they were never worn. And the tag still on them.
As a matter of fact, you just rung me up 10 minutes ago.
Can I at least get store credit?
So this dad, right?
Yeah.
He's on the road with his kid. He goes into shoe stores all over the country. He sends his cute ass kid in to like do this sob story. At every shoe store, this happens 20 times a day. Sends the kid in. The kid puts $10 on the table. The shoes are $30. There's this whole story about his sad. His mom has cancer. It's a bummer. The guy behind him's like, "Fuck, I got to give this kid the other 20 bucks, right? Buys the shoes, goes out, takes them to his dad and says, hey, I got the receipt. Here you go. Dad goes in, pockets 20 bucks.
Oh, even better. What if it's between the kid and the clerk? Because then there's a reason the clerk ain't giving this kid any money. Like saying, oh, this kid just told me his mom's dying and I won't give him any cash. What if that's like the clerk's kid brother and they're setting up saps?
And they just do
saps?
It all day. They look for saps.
Yeah, and then they just put the shoes back on the fucking shelf and
right.
pocket 20 bucks.
Right,
except,
right.
Except here's the twist. The mom only likes Air Jordans.
Sir, my mom, Deandra, Lucinda, and Teresia. We shouldn't be skeptical. I'm sure that it happened. I'm sure it was
Yeah, I mean, I'm that sucker. I'd give it to a kid 20 bucks. So
I wouldn't give that kid shit.
Fuck that kid.
I'd be yelling, "Hey, can we open up another register?"
The store clerk isn't helping him out. Why should I?
Exactly. What are you made of $20 bills?
Right. I mean, you gotta learn sooner or later, right?
Yeah.
You life gotta is... learn that people aren't nice and good shit doesn't happen.
No, not no.
I'm doing that kid a favor.
It's all fucking freebies and handouts here in this country.
What?
And that you should live within your own means.
Right.
I'd give the kid a thing.
I guarantee there was probably a pretty nice pair of shoes at that place within that kid's price range. Sure. Probably. Get that kid a pair of flip-flops. Say, look, you can buy these shoes. Get this little, like the off-brand Payless Crocs.
Yeah, but then she won't look beautiful when she says, sees Jesus.
Jesus will be just fine with whatever shoes she shows up in. People die in shitty clothes all the time, I imagine. Probably people in a lot of shitty clothes show up all the time, and God's perfectly fine with it.
Yeah. Give a little boy a pair of shoes. His mom walks around the house before she dies. Teach a little boy how to cobble shoes, and then you can bury her in them.
Drunk, you want to do Frosty the Snowman before we...
sure.
Sure.